Greetings and welcome to another installment of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week's Parsha is a double Parsha, second double Parsha in a row, which is the Parshiot of Achrimot en Kedoshim. And this Shabbos will, interestingly, be the 10th of Iyar, which connotes the very middle of the Omer. There are 24 days up until that day, and there are 24 days left. So therefore, it is the middle of the smack dab in the middle of the counting of the Omer this coming Shabbos. The opening pasuk of this week's parsha begins as follows: Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe acharei mot shnei bnei Aaron bekarvatam lifnei Hashem vayamutu. And Rav Baruch Simon asks the question in the name of a sefer called the Ketonet Pasim, as to why is the names of Nadav Yavihu not mentioned in this pasuk. We know who they were. They were mentioned to us only three parshiot ago. We know the incident that happened. Why are they not referred to by name? Why does it only refer to them as the two sons of Aharon, omitting the personal treatment of giving them their name? We also know that they were Gedolim, etc. and so forth. Yes, they did something wrong, but what is the significance of omitting and removing their name from the equation in this pasuk? What does that come to teach us? And the Ketonet Pasim says as follows. He suggests that by taking away one's name, one is therefore named after the father. As we see, it's called Shnei Bnei Aharon. They are related to their father. We also know that there are two Amoraim in the Gemara. One was named Ben Zoma, and one was named Ben Azai, and they are called after their fathers, and tradition has it that they also died young. And so the question is why did Nadav v'Avihu die young? And the answer is, Bekorvatam lifnei Hashem v'yamutu, because they wanted to get close to Hashem, and as a result of doing something without consulting their elders, as a result of their youth, it was that they did on account of their youth which caused them to die. And this is a point that is brought forth to suggest that no matter what our age, if we want to do something which is perhaps over and above our skill set or over above a chumrah that we don't necessarily need to take on, a stringency which may not be appropriate for us, one should not do it without asking the advice and counsel of someone who is more, first of all, older and more experienced. And that is a tremendous lesson to take on, because as has been pointed out, there are sometimes those that are so in their youth, they are so vibrant and they are so energetic and they are so excited about wanting to take on additional things which are perhaps not necessary, and as a result they wind up not going forward with it consistently, and they wind up subtracting instead of merely adding. And therefore the guidance of someone who is older is always advisable for someone who is looking to take on greater stringencies upon themselves without and trying to do it independently. And this is the lesson that we learn from the omission of the names of Nadav v'Avihu. It says, Acharimot Shnei Bnei Aharon, that they were named and related to their father because they died young. And the reason for their having died young is because Bekarvatam Lifnei Hashem Vayamutu, they wanted to come closer. They wanted to come closer, but that wasn't the appropriate thing to do. Had they been Shoel Eitza, had they asked for guidance, or had they looked for advice, then they would have been told that what they were doing was improper and they could have saved themselves. And this is a contemporary lesson for us to learn as well, in that when we look to be too vehement or too excited about something which may seem at the time to be a good idea, it is always good to take a step backward and ask somebody who is more experienced and perhaps even more objective to see whether or not this is truly appropriate for us. And this is a lesson which is learned out from the very first pasuk from our parsha, and I wish everyone a very good middle of the Omer and a very good Shabbos.